From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin said, public should comply international standards in handling pandemic. Minister Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan asked the elderly to stay home amid Omicron threat. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Vice President Maruf Amin has appealed to the public, especially the Indonesian young generation, not only to feel content with the minimum standards of local capabilities, but also to push themselves to comply with the international standards in terms of pandemic handling. He noted in his speech during the second batch graduation of the Sheikh Nawawi Tanah Rafiq College, held virtually on Sunday. Complying with the international capability standard can be manifested in the COVID-19 pandemic handling. To this end, Indonesia should be ready to face various global issues on COVID-19 since the countries around the world have intensified cooperation on the pandemic handling. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan has asked the elderly or people over 60 years old with comorbidities to stay at home for 2 weeks to 1 month ahead. He deemed that preventive measures are necessary amid the increasing transmission of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Minister Panjaitan also said that the number of COVID-19 cases has increased more recently. However, he asked the public to not panic because the government data showed that the treatment duration of patients who contracted the new variant was relatively short. Member of Commission 7 of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR, Ridwan Hisham, stated that the Household Natural Gas Network Program is the right alternative to replace the use of LPG, which is still widely used by the community today. In a press release in Jakarta on Sunday, he said the Commission supports this program because it really helps urban communities in increasing energy needs in their household. Therefore, the development of natural gas pipeline infrastructure to distribute households' energy needs must continue to be expanded. He reminded that the use of LPG for households and industry must be immediately reduced because the need for subsidies is very large. It's worth around 60 to 80 trillion rupiah per year. Thus, it burdens the state revenue and expenditure budget. Let's move on to the international news. Britain and South Korea on Monday signed an agreement to reinforce pandemic damage supply lines for key products like semiconductors, with Trade Minister Anne-Marie Trevelyan due to host her counterpart, Johan Koh, in London. The ministers will also begin work on an improved trade deal as Britain looks to use its exit from the European Union to build stronger ties with faster-growing economies throughout Asia and the Pacific. Monday's meeting is a precursor to formal trade negotiations, which are expected to begin later this year. To improve an existing agreement, which effectively keeps in place the terms Britain had as member of the European Union. India has given regulatory approval to Russia's one-shot Sputnik Light COVID-19 vaccine after it authorized Russia's main vaccine, the two-dose Sputnik V, last year. the Russian direct investment fund said on Sunday. Sputnik Light, the first component of the Sputnik V vaccine, can be used as a booster shot with other vaccines. Head of the fund, Kirill Dmitriev, called Sputnik Light is a solution to increase efficacy and duration of other vaccines, including against the Omicron variant. RDIF struck deals with 7 Indian pharmaceutical companies to make a total of 1 billion Sputnik doses, both for export and for use in India. Britain reported 54,095 COVID-19 cases and 75 deaths in its daily official data on Sunday, with the seven-day figure for both falling compared with the week before. In the last week, infection numbers were down 5%, while death fell by 7% on the 7 days before. Cyclone Batsirai killed at least 10 people and displaced nearly 48,000 when it struck Madagascar overnight, the National Disaster Management Agency said on Sunday. The cyclone later weakened, but not before wreaking havoc in the poor Indian Ocean island nation, which is still reeling from a deadly tropical storm earlier this year. Parts of the country were lashed with heavy rains and wind before the cyclone made landfall in Mananjari. It uprooted trees, destroyed buildings, and forced residents to wave down flimsy, corrugated iron roof along its path. Listen, and now let's move on to a commentary on journalists amid COVID-19 pandemic. This week marks an important commemoration for the mass media in Indonesia, namely National Press Day. The opening of the 2022 National Press Day was held on Sunday in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi. It is planned that President Joko Widodo will give a speech at the peak of the commemoration of National Press Day on February 9th. Initially, the president stated that he would attend directly in Kendari. However, the recent increasing number of people exposed to COVID-19 has made all President Joko Widodo face-to-face agendas temporarily suspended. Head of the Presidential Secretariat Heru Budi Hartono explained to the media crew that starting Sunday, all activities will be followed by the head of state online. In fact, President Joko Widodo's online presence has actually answered the wishes of the Indonesian editor-in-chief for him. Quoting the Antara News Agency report on January 28, 2022, the Indonesian editor-in-chief for him asked the government, state-owned enterprises, and the private sector to increase virtual events in order to anticipate the transmission of COVID-19 to journalists. Forum Chair Arifin Ashdat said, according to data so far, many journalists and media workers from various mass media have contracted COVID-19. In fact, the number continues to grow every day. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, journalists are one of the professions at the forefront. The press carries out its duties to explain clearly about COVID-19, starting from the current condition of the spread of the COVID-19 virus with all its variants to the anticipatory steps that must be taken by the public so as not to be exposed. The press also plays an important role in increasing public discipline in carrying out health protocols and awareness to vaccinate. In addition, the press is also fighting the fake news that is widely circulated about COVID-19. To carry out their duties, journalists often have to go to the field, such as reporting the actual conditions in hospitals handling COVID-19. Therefore, the journalists are at high risk of being exposed to, even dying from COVID-19. According to a report by a non-governmental organization with special consultative status from the United Nations, the Press Emblem Campaign, as of early January, nearly 2,000 journalists in 94 countries had died due to the COVID-19. The commemoration of National Press Day can be a momentum to make all parties in Indonesia aware of the duties and roles that have been carried out by journalists in overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic. Besides, all parties are reminded to prioritize organizing virtual or online press events or conferences. Thus, important and correct information about COVID-19 can reach the public immediately, but minimizing the risk of journalists being exposed to COVID-19. Happy National Press Day 2022. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Today in History starts with the event on February 7, 1935, when Monopoly board game was created. Monopoly is one of the most popular board games in the world. The objective of the game is to dominate all the tiles on the board through buying, renting, and exchanging property in a simplified economic system. Each player rolls the dice in turn to move the pieces, and when the dice lands on a tile that is not owned by another player, the player can buy the tile according to the price listed. If the tile has been purchased by another player, then the player must pay a fixed amount of rent. Next event was in 1974, Grenada Independence. Grenada is an island nation located in the southernmost part of the Windward Islands, Caribbean. Located about 161 kilometers to the north of Venezuela, Grenada is the second smallest country in the Western Hemisphere. The country of Grenada succeeded in gaining its independence from the United Kingdom on February 7, 1974. Grenada started being colonized by England in 1763. Today in history with the event in 1992, the Maastricht Agreement was signed. The Maastricht Treaty or the European Union Agreement was signed on February 7, 1992 by the 12 member states of the European Community in Maastricht, the Netherlands. The Maastricht Agreement draft was drawn up at a European Council meeting in Maastricht City from 9 to 10 of December 1991. The Maastricht Agreement encouraged the formation of the Euro and created the three pillars of the European Union, namely the European Community, Common Foreign and Security Policy, and Justice and Home Affairs. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, along with the New Zealand Ambassador to Indonesia, Kevin Burnett, discussed economic recovery efforts in trade, agriculture, industrial sectors, and energy. Ambassador Burnett, in his statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said that Indonesia and New Zealand have a target to increase trade value in two ways, amounting to 4 billion New Zealand dollars, or around 38 billion rupiah, until 2024. So it is important for both countries to increase cooperation in a bid to achieve the target. Currently, the trade value between Indonesia and New Zealand reaches 1.5 billion New Zealand dollars, or 14 billion rupiah. New Zealand's main export to Indonesia include various dairy products such as milk, cheese, and yogurt. In addition to being interested in knowing Indonesia's priority in this year's G20 presidency, Ambassador Burnett also expressed his gratitude for Indonesia's support for the implementation of the New Zealand APEC chair. He offered assistance to Indonesia's G20 presidency and opportunity for cooperation in various sectors of both countries. Meanwhile, Minister Erlangga Hartarto stated that the meeting discussed restoring the global economic order after the pandemic to become stronger, more inclusive, and more collaborative by utilizing digitalization. According to Minister Erlangga, the digitalization is a game changer in a pandemic and it grows rapidly compared to the pre-pandemic. Digital transformation supports Indonesia's efforts to rebuild post-pandemic economic governance and architecture and very high growth, especially in the online education and telemedicine sectors. The digitalization also supports registration and implementation of pre-employment card program training. On that occasion, Minister Erlangga Hartarto also invited New Zealand to become a partner in the energy transition program. One of the collaboration that can be developed is geothermal power. The energy sector, especially the transition of fossil energy into new and renewable energy, has become a priority agenda of G20.
Cinta yang selalu bisa membuat diriku bahagia. Di sisimu aku merasa hidupku pun semakin sempurna. Coba kau dengarkan, inilah janjiku, takkan pernah ku lepas dirimu selamanya. Baby, I want you to know.
Baby, baby.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Gresik City, located in East Java province, is well known not only for its industrial city, but also its attractive tourism destination, as many other regions have across Indonesia. Moreover, in Gresik, there is also a natural tourism spot. Visitors can enjoy the coolness of the day. The tourism spot is called Sendang Banyu Biru, or in English, it means a lake which has bluish water. Sendang Banyu Biru is one of the tourism attractions in Lowayu Village, Dukun District, Gresik. This place is very beautiful and someone can spoil themselves from daily activities. Sendang Banyu Biru Lowayu Gresik is charming and interesting to visit. If you do not visit Gresik City, please pay a visit to this extremely tourism spot. According to its name, Sendang Banyu Biru has clear bluish water, which is the main attraction. The water of this lake is blue because of the sulfur content. The local people believe that the existence of Sendang Banyu Biru has been known for a long time, even before the Dutch colonial period. In addition, the lake water is also believed to cure various skin diseases. Facilities at Sendang Banyu Biru that are currently available include a vehicle parking area, prayer room, and bathroom. If you don't bring any food and drink supplies, you don't need to worry, because not far from the location, there is a simple food stall owned by the local residents. If in the future you will visit East Java Province, don't forget to shop by Gresik to visit Sendang Banyu Biru. To go to this tourism spot by any motor vehicles, you may head to Lowayu Village, Dukun District, Gresik, East Java. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Saat ku membuka mata ini, ku melihat cerahnya mentari, pertanda harapan.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Ada Uang Kecil, which means Do You Have Small Change? This conversation happens between Kevin and a seller on the roadside. Kevin buys mineral water in a small kiosk. Kevin gives 100,000 rupiah. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa?
4,000 rupiah.
Ini uangnya?
Aduh maaf, ada uang kecil?
Ada, sebentar.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much? 4,000 rupiah. 4,000 rupiah. Which means 4,000 rupiah. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya. Which means here it is. Ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil. Which means do you have small change? Uang receh, which means small change. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Saya tidak punya, which means I don't have. In the conversation, you hear a question, ada uang kecil, which means do you have small change? The question is used to request small amount of money. Uang kecil means small change. The synonym is uang receh. When you need small change and wants to ask for it or borrow it to someone else, you can say ada uang kecil, or ada uang receh, which means do you have small change? Let's listen to the other examples of asking small change. Ada uang kecil, which means do you have small change? Maaf, saya tidak punya. Which means, sorry, I don't. Ada uang receh, which means, do you have small change? Ada, which means, yes, I do. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa?
4,000 rupiah.
Ini uangnya?
Aduh maaf, ada uang kecil?
Ada, sebentar.
Alright, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcon, the Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Marah-marah, mulut komat kami doa penuh pasrah. Semoga bukan tanda akhir kisah.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan by Toto Salmon. The song composed by Mohtar Embut tells about a man's admiration for a woman and he wants to make her his lover. But his dream feels hard to achieve. In addition to the keroncong rhythm, this song has been sung by several Indonesian singers in the pop genre. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan. Enjoy the song.
Sadarkah
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kau remaja genggam harapanku. Teguh-kukuhkan hatimu, junjung tinggi budayamu. Semoga
Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.